Hey Gary, is it alright if I use my true voice? Why'd you do that to Glenn, Lee?
What did I do to Glenn?
Now you're laughing about it?
Think about what? I want to know what I did to Glenn. I haven't seen him in years.
Oh, you remember how you were threatening to call the FAA on him?
He just doesn't like me. Buy a $50 radio from him, you know. I'll still buy it. I'll give him the $50. That's what he's worried about. It was a 900 handheld he said he was going to get for him. By the time he got it, I changed my mind about even getting a 900 radio. But if he wants the $50, if he's that poor, I'll give it to him. Don't you see? And, by the way, it's none of your business.
Oh, well, what about the phone calls and letters you made?
I didn't make any phone calls to FCC. I've never talked to anybody in the FCC. And I wrote one letter 3 years ago. I said it about 1,000 times out here about Jurinka harassing and jamming people. He even admitted he was jamming. That's what I told him, too. He's not even sorry he did. And right after that, I was going to get out of radio, and I wrote a letter to the FCC asking them to send me the forms to get rid of my call letters, to cancel. Because you can't just cancel. You gotta fill out a form. That's the only thing I ever had to do with the FCC, and that's old and buried and got gray whiskers.
Lee, what JTD didn't come out and say is someone rolled Glenn up. The FCC yanked his license because he wouldn't take a drug test.
Not the FCC, the FAA.
They took his FAA license, please. Somebody who ratted him out.
Think about that. I don't have the FAA's phone number. I don't give a damn. I don't care what Glenn does, you know? When I met him, he was a pretty nice guy. It's just that I didn't buy the radio as promised. That's all. I didn't know it was that big a thing. He was selling them real cheap to people like Big Red and stuff like that. It's just that I chose not to get one when it finally got available. I'm sure everybody jumped on it for $50 for a 900 radio.
You're lying, Lee.
No, I'm not lying. Why are you getting into other people's business anyhow? Let Glenn handle it. I have nothing to do with Glenn. I haven't had anything to do with him since I talked to him on the air last time. I asked him why he was using
I don't think Lee would do that.
You know, that kind of stuff. So, had nothing to do with it. Sorry about that. But find another punching bag, okay?
You're trying too hard, Lee. It's obvious that you're lying.
I'm trying too hard. I'm trying to drive and talk to an idiot at the same time. So, if you think I'm two-faced, do you think I'd be wearing this one? I'd be wearing the other one. Probably better looking.
Get on it. You did it. Just admit it, Lee.
Roger D, good buddy. I'm forever blowing bubbles. Pretty bubbles in the air. JTD, what you need is something to take up your time during the day. You either need to find a girlfriend and or a boyfriend, and maybe a job. Stop living off your folks, you know? Because you sit there just trying to figure out things to stir the pot. I don't know what's wrong with you, besides being fat and ugly.
Your nervous laughter gives you a relief.
A nervous laugh gives me one? That's not a nervous laugh. That's the way it came out when I was born. I laughed when I was born in 1938. I was conceived in 1937. I was probably laughing in a womb. I don't know. Anyhow, you have a fine day, JTD. And don't be so two-faced. I mean, wear the other face for a while. It's probably better looking.
You're rejoicing in what you've done. That's shameful, Lee.
Oh, really? Did something happen to our friend out there, Mr. Roberts? It was that did, it had nothing to do with me. I'm too busy trying to move back and forth, and driving back and forth, moving things. And, you know, taking care of finances and paying bills and getting checks and cutting them in little pieces for all the contractors that worked at my house and stuff. I'm too busy for that kind of nonsense. The only reason I turn the radio on, I just got in the car in West Hills, and I'm making another trip. And I didn't have the radio on earlier. The only reason I turned it on is I thought I might hear a friendly voice out here. But obviously I did not. Just came to yourself, boy. I'm ashamed of myself. I should have been a multimillionaire by now. I didn't handle my money right all my life. You know, when those T-bills and all those other accounts where you could take $2,000 out and save it and not pay taxes on it? I only did three of those. I think my wife did half a dozen of them. She did a bunch of those in that bank that have gone from $2,000, some are up to $8,000 apiece. She had one that had 12.5% interest on it one year. IRA accounts, yeah. But I didn't do as well as she did. I didn't have 15% of my income going into company stock like she did, and they match it 50 cents on the dollar. That's why she's almost got $1 million in stock, don't you see? I don't have quite that much, even though I was making more money at the time. But now she's making about twice what I made when I retired in 93. Tell JTD wah-wah, do that for me. He seems to be complaining this morning. I came out here to say hello to the people, and he's complaining about some aircraft mechanic. I haven't seen that Glenn guy for years. When I met him, he was a but I don't think I've seen him since. I think it's the only time I've ever seen him. Good, Mike Kelly. Good afternoon. Good morning. It's still morning, 11:49 according to my clock in my car.
Good morning to you, Lee. So is it true that you dropped a dime?
Yeah.
No, in these days you drop a quarter. Oh, you drop, what is it, 50 cents now? I haven't used the phone in a long time. It used to drop a dime back in the 50s. No, it's not true. And I can't believe it. Mike, I can't believe you jump on the side of JTD. Goodness sakes, you're a swell fellow.
He's a good friend of mine, and I'll use that term loosely. I know you've been on letter campaigns and, phone call campaigns, so I'm just sitting here scratching my head.
But I've never made a call to the authorities, never, ever, ever. And I wrote one letter about our fabulous Jeff Jerenka. Like I said, that was 3 years ago. The other letter was to ask for the papers in case I decided to cancel my license several years ago. That was it. No campaign, sorry. You lose.
You'll feel better, Lee, if you just get honest with the frequency. It's high.
You want me to leave the frequency? Does that mean it's okay for you to talk on this frequency, but not me? Ask the owner. He said I was welcome to use this frequency. Ask Gary Ulmer. Matter of fact, I'll ask Gary Ulmer next time he's out here why I get harassed when I use the frequency out here. So you are no better or no more of a ham than I am. So anyhow, you may have better vocabulary than me because you're a college-educated man. But that doesn't cut it. Not on ham radio.
Say anything about you leaving the frequency. I said you'd feel better if you got honest with the frequency.
I just did with the frequency. That's the truth. I can't change it. I'm not going to lie and say I did something I didn't. Don't you see that? This is what happened.
I think we did it, Mike.
I sent it, the copy of it, on email to our good friend in Temecula, the dirt climber. And he sent it to the owner, which was the other guy, whatever his name is. And then it got on the Green Book and everything else. He sent it to everybody. And I thought him and I were both equal foes of Jeff. No, he did that to get people to like him. Oh, I'm going to tell on Ling, and they're going to hate him instead of me. See, it didn't work. He's the one that's kicked off the repeater. But from now on, I can't send email to anybody because I know they'll leak it out to somebody else. Not unless it's just a joke or something, you know, transferring a cartoon or something. Ooh, you in the neck. Weird. Find the sack? I don't know. Ask JTD.
Damn you guys.
JTD has screwed me two or three times, so he knows more than you do.
Hope my sister hurries up. I need some real...
You need some real poontang? Are you waiting for your sister to grow up? Oh.
Well, that's not what I said, Mike. You need to listen up there, cuz. I said my sister needs a gigi. I'm hungry. I need some ribs.
Yeah, I could use some ribs, too. I got one that's broken here. I just broke it recently. What do you do for a broken rib, anyhow?
Don't let Dad get a hold of it, otherwise you got more problems.
I'm doing, you know, like a psych evaluation, MWK, and nah, this is not a guilty person.
Larry Omer is the god out here. We all bow to him because he is the owner and the keeper of the repeater. Long live Gary Omer. I think he should run for president of the United States. He'd be a much better than one we got.